Well, we are also following rescue efforts following the magnitude 7.1 earthquake that hit central Mexico on Tuesday. It is the country's deadliest earthquake in more than 30 years. Authorities have reported more than 240 deaths in central and southern Mexico, with the largest number of fatalities in Mexico City. Search teams are still working to find trapped survivors, including at least one 12-year-old girl who was caught when a school around her collapsed. Now, there are more than 40,000 Mexican immigrants in Massachusetts, in Boston, around 25,000, many of whom have strong ties to Mexico City. Joining us now is the Consul General of Mexico in Boston, Emilio Rabassa. Consul General, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much, Magna. Thank you very much, Radio Boston, to have me talk with you.
Well, I mean, I presume it's extraordinarily busy, a difficult time for you and Mexican members of the community here. But what have you been hearing from rescue efforts in Mexico City?
Well, at first it was a terrible shock, because it was just less than a week that we had another one in the states of Oaxaca and Chiapas in the southeast, and just within a difference of 10 days, it came this one from another state of epicenter in Puebla, which is close to Mexico City, and this one hit hard Mexico City, more than 200 dead toll so far, and 2,000 injured people, several buildings collapsed and houses, and even some schools like the one you mentioned, where this little kid, Frida is her name, in a school called Enrique Retzamen, is being caught. So now the incredible thing is the mobilization of the civil society together with the Army and Navy.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing extraordinary pictures and videos from Mexico and Mexico City of those thousands. It looks like thousands of volunteers forming bucket brigades, even when they have to remove rubble piece by piece from all of those collapsed buildings. Can you tell us a little bit more about the school, though? I mean, what more do we know about that little girl? How close are rescuers to her?
The latest news is that they are getting close, but yet hasn't been saved. They have kept her talking and alive. They are bringing especially trained rescue teams, highly sophisticated, with trained dogs to go inside as far as they can. And it has become now like everyone in Mexico is just praying and hoping that Frida comes out well. But the thing is that one of the main newspapers, Reforma, just put it out in 8 columns, at least 1 million citizens, that's the estimate of the authorities, have taken the streets to help.
Mm.
They come out spontaneously in a very organized way to help in moving stones, moving whatever of the debris that fell down, or help in taking food and water to the rescue people, or help in the organization of the shelter homes.
Now, Mr. Rabassa, if I may ask, I'm seeing that Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has declared 3 days of mourning, even as soldiers and firefighters and police and the Navy and all of these volunteers work to rescue and recover those people whom they can. But my question is, you know, of course, relations between the Mexico and the United States are rather unique at this point in time. Does Mexico need assistance? I mean, this is a terrible disaster. Does it need assistance from the international community, from the United States? Would it take it if offered?
It would. We have our foreign minister yesterday at the UN General Assembly. First of all, explain what was happening, and then thank all those governments that voluntarily are sending help in the form of specialists in rescue teams. That's the, and certain equipment. We don't need other kinds of things like blankets or sleeping bags. Well, that's been taken care of very well in Mexico. What a government, like, for example, there is a very impressive picture now of the Japanese rescue team, which is already flying to Mexico, and also another team from Israel. No,
yeah.
This is what we've been receiving mainly from the international community.
So specialized help from teams familiar with
earthquake
disasters. Final question in the last few seconds that we have, if I may. There must be concern of aftershocks here. It's a very active, earthquake-active area.
Very, very severe. All the network of the 50 consulates are in full open 24 hours, 7 days a week to provide information to our connationals here in New England. We've got 70,000 Mexicans living here in Massachusetts, around 40,000, just in Boston, around 25,000. And the type of calls and mails that we have been getting is for people who want to help.
Mm-hmm.
Want to say or contribute with some in some way to the disaster.
Yeah.
No. So that's very encouraging, Magna, that to receive all these numerous calls and expressions of helping.
Yeah.
And what we are doing is channelizing all these through the Red Cross.
Okay.
The most trustworthy institution for these matters. We've given a line.
Yeah.
It says Cruz Roja Donaciones. It's spelled CRUZROJADONACIONES.org.
Right.
It's in Spanish, Cruz Roja Donaciones.
Well,
instead of...
If I may, Consul General, I'm sorry to have to take it back from you there, but we are out of time, and we'll put a link to that information at our website, radioboston.org.
Great.
Emilio Rabassa, Consul General of Mexico in Boston, thank you so very much.
No, thank you very much, Magda, and allow me to thank the Bostonians and all the people from all different countries that have been reaching us. We have a book of condolences here in 55 Franklin Street. Thank you very much, all our friends, for all your support.
Yeah, thank you as well. Okay, well, we'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.